Blog Talk Radio.
He's the Holy Ghost in power. He's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. He's the Holy Ghost in power. And he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Let me do it like I do. He's the Holy Ghost in power. And he's keeping me
alive.
Keeping me
alive.
I'm so glad he's keeping
me
alive. He's the Holy Ghost in power.
Jesus with Evangelist Virginia.
Ooh. Yes, Lord.
I'm here.
I know you are. See, I got to watch the songs I play with you because I'll be to put you on a whole nother level.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, I say hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. You say, let everything that have breath praise you, Lord. Everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. And I'm glad tonight that I got breath in my body and I could breathe tonight. I could breathe God's air tonight. I could breathe tonight, say to God, I can breathe. And I thank God that same breath that God breathed into Adam's nostrils. Then he said Adam became a living soul. That's the same breath that we have in our bodies tonight. And when you die and go to be with the Lord, that same breath leaves your body and go to be with the Lord. I'm glad that I can breathe tonight. I can breathe tonight. And every time I hear the word breathe, and I think about George Floyd. When the police officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck, and he cried out and he kept saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And the more he cried out, the more he smashed down with his knee on George Floyd's neck. And when he was getting ready to take his last breath, he called on his mom. He called on his mom and he said, Mama, I'm going to tell y'all that disturbed my spirit. That disturbed me because only someone can take your breath away from you is God. Man don't have the authority. Man don't have the audacity to take a breath away from another human being. You don't value your life and you don't value your other people's life. But oh my God, y'all just don't know. I'm not in a lockdown just to be in a lockdown. But I'm in here tonight, every day, 24/7. Yeah, I go to the store, but I don't get out and warm around everywhere. Let me tell you something. God knows all. He sees all. And he's all-knowing. He's all-knowing God. He sees all what I say, and he knows all. Hallelujah. God is all-knowing God. He sees all and he knows all. And I'm going to let you know tonight before I get into my topic, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired of what I see and what's going around. And I just pray like I lost my mind. I'm going to tell y'all tonight, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Yes, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to say to those who are on these airways tonight, who are on the line, if you're on the line or whichever way you call in, I want to say to you tonight, good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Now Network broadcast. I say welcome to the Now Network broadcast. Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, God has given him such an awesome task. The Now Network broadcast, Provoked to Purpose, ETs. I'm telling you, it's so much the man of God is doing there in L.A. And I thank God for him and for giving me such a great opportunity to be on these airways tonight and bring forth the word to the people. Amen. I said amen. And thank everyone else who are here tonight. I want to say to you, God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you unconditionally. He loves us. He loves us. And I love to talk about this. I love to talk about this. And I know one thing, God, he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He'll never leave us, saints of God, nor will he forsake us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Thank you, Lord God. Saints of God, let me share this with you tonight. Let me say this before I get into this sermon. I want to say to you tonight, Jesus, I thank you. I enter into your presence right now. I enter into your presence right now to say thank you. I thank you because you said in Psalm 100, enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I come into his gates with thanksgiving on my lips and a praise in my heart. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Father God, I ask you to hide me behind the cross. And I know the people can't see me, but I can see them in the spirit. And Father, I ask you to hide me behind the cross. Let the people look around me through me and let them see Jesus. Because it's not even about me. It's about him. It's about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to thank him tonight. I want to give him praise tonight. Because I owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. And if you're there on these lines and you hear me under the sound of my voice, as I speak to you tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost, you owe him a praise too. You owe him a praise too. When he went to the cross, went to Gethsemane and went on to the cross, he went there for you and I. He went there to sacrifice his life for ours. He took our place. He took your place. And he hung there on the cross. He hung there. Saints of God did. He tilted his head and he said, it is finished. It's finished. He done what he had to do. He came and gave us his life for ours. I will glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you all hear me? Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
What? Okay. Amen. Everyone, all of those who are listening to me tonight, get your Bible. If you don't have your Bible close by you, go get your Bible. And I want you to open your Bibles with me. I want you to open your Bible with me to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. That's the fourth chapter, verses 4-6. And tonight, we're talking, our subject tonight is Let's Talk Jesus. We're going to talk about Let's Talk Jesus. And there's so much, saints of God, that we can say about Jesus. We can talk about Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We could talk about him from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Let's talk Jesus. But I want to tell you tonight, I have something to share with you that we're going to talk about Jesus. Amen. Look in your Bible to the fourth chapter, verses 4-6. And it reads, the church. Hear me tonight, saints. The church must have unity. The church must have unity. You know what? I did this topic 5 years ago. And the Holy Spirit has given me something else tonight. And all of a sudden, it's even today, wherever, He told me to go and do this one. And I kept going back, and I kept going back, and he said, I want you to minister on unity. Unity. Let's look at the word unity. Let's look at the word unity. It means to become one or together. The church must have unity. Hear me tonight. The church must have unity. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 6 says, there is one body, yes, Lord, one spirit, thank you, Jesus, and one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, thank you, Jesus, and through all and in you all. Not only is God above all others, but he works by using all of us. And he lives in all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Lord. And I want to tell you my subject tonight, unity in the church. Unity in the church. All for one and one for all. Hallelujah. Unity in the church. All for one. And one for all. Let me say this, saints of God. Since this pandemic been here for several months, almost a year, I don't know what done happened to the unity in the church. I don't know what done happened to the people in the church. Well, not the church, but the building, the sanctuary, the prayer house. We the church, and we're not the same. We are not the same. We need unity. We need unity. Church folks, if you want church hurry, it's in the church. Too much church hurry. That's why I say I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, saints of God. All for one and one for all. All for one and one for all. Drop down to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 11 to 13 with me, please. The Bible says, and Jesus gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. The word perfecting means the mature Christian. Well, what is a mature Christian like? I'm getting ready to tell you now. I'm glad you asked. A mature Christian is continually growing in Christ, thinking and acting like Christ. Well, how does Christ act? He acts by walking in obedience. He's an obedient Savior. Walking in obedience, love, power, unity, and authority. Though a Christian may never be perfect, hear me tonight, saints of God. Though a Christian may never be perfect while living in a sinful world, God's goal still is that we become like Christ. We must become like Christ, walk like Christ, love like Christ. Hello, somebody. And all of what we can become perfect. The Bible said we could strive towards perfection to become perfect like Christ. And I'm striving to become perfect like him. No, I am not perfect and you neither are you. But we can strive towards perfection to become perfect like Christ. Amen. Saints of God, we are God's people. we will be equipped to do better work for him. Building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity, and not to tear each other down. Somebody needs to get that. Let me say that again. The body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity, and not to tear each other down. But that's exactly what we're doing from day to day. We are tearing each other down and not building each other up. It's time for us to build up each other. It's time. It's that time. It's time for us to get up. Hear me tonight, my people of God. It's time for us to get up. Rise up. Stand up. Reach up. And be bonded like glue. You know what glue does? I'm going to talk about the Gorilla Glue. I broke my glasses last year. Sent my daughter to the store to get some glue. She come back with Gorilla Glue. I glued the hammer back on my glasses, and they worked till I got ready to get another pair. Glue can hold anything together. And that's the way we need to be. We need to be together like glue. Come together. And bond like Gorilla Glue. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Let me say this, saints of God. To a position of strength. Building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity. And not to tear each other down. We're not here to tear each other down. Let us stop. Please don't do it. We need to come together. And somebody needs to hear this tonight. Somebody need to hear this, like everybody saying, Lord, Lord, ain't going to make it. Everybody saying, Lord, Lord, is not going to make it in. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians. Wait a minute, one member. Okay, let me say this. One member can say to another member. I skipped this. It's time for us to get up, rise up, stand up, reach up, and be bonded like glue. One member can't say to another member, I don't need you. The devil is a liar. Oh, yes, you need me, and I need you to survive. Stand with me and agree with me that we all part of God's body. Thank you tonight, Jesus. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 13 to 14 said, for by one spirit, listen, saints of God, for by one spirit, the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. One spirit. The Holy Spirit. There are many spirits out there. There are lying spirits. Demonic spirits. All kinds of spirits. Homemonger spirits. Homemonger spirits. Drug addict spirit, lesbian spirit, homosexuality spirit. But the Holy Spirit, there are many spirits, many of them. Many. Many spirits out there, but they are not holy, saints of God. They are not holy. Oh, my God. They are not holy. Only one Holy Spirit. Only one. For the body is not one member, but many, all for one. All for one and one for all. All for one and one for all. We are the church, saints of God. We are one body in Christ. We are the church. One body in Christ is the head. That's what we call unity. I say that's what we call unity. And there is power in unity. There is power within the church. power within the body of believers. Y'all need to hear me tonight. For in the church is the army of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. For in the church's army of the Lord, we have been enlisted in God's army. And I'm glad tonight I have been enlisted in the army of God. The church is in a war. Saints of God, I say the church is in a war. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4. It reads, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal or natural, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And let me say this to you tonight. We're going to pull down every stronghold of the devil tonight. I say we're going to pull down every stronghold of the devil. Yes, Lord. The Apostle Paul said, I use God's mighty weapon. Hear me tonight, saints. Come on, Paul. The Apostle Paul said, I use God's mighty weapon, not those made by men, to knock down the devil's stronghold. The world used their feet, knives and guns to kill. Are y'all there? But we use the weapon of God to knock down the devil's stronghold, pulling down strongholds of doubt, unbelief, discord, confusion, wake up the flesh with the mighty weapon of God. I'm talking about the word of God. That's my weapon. And that's your weapon. Yes, Lord. The churches of America, listen, saints of God. The churches of America will not find their strength in numbers. Do you know why? The Lord has already told us our strength will be found only in unity with Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 46, verse 1 say, God is our refuge and strength. Psalm 27, verse 1 said, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. All for one. And one for all. All for one. And one for all. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10, the Apostle Paul says, last of all, I love it. And the King James says, finally, my brethren. Oh, last of all, I want to remind you, this is what Paul's saying, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That mighty power within you comes from Acts 1 and 8. It says, after that, not before, but after that, the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Shall is a promise. You shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost, hey Jesus, it's come upon you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you shall receive power. Power to do what? Power to do what? I'm glad you asked. I'm getting ready to tell you now. Power to witness. Hey, power to carry out the assignment God has for your life and for mine. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Power to cast out devils. Power upon serpent and scorpion. Power to bless. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. All for one. And one for all. Yes, Lord. All for one. And one for all. What does the church need to have unity? I say, what does the church need to have unity? Let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. In the book, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 27, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace, hey Lord, I give to you. Not as the world give, but as I give. You see, the world can't give you peace because they don't have peace themselves. They need peace. The only someone can give you peace is Jesus. You say the world can't give us peace, and the world can't take it away. You know why? Ephesians 2, the second chapter, verses 14 says, for Christ himself is our way of peace. Hear me tonight, my brothers and my sisters. For Christ himself is our way of peace. Somebody out here tonight, you need peace. I say somebody out there tonight need peace. You're tossing and you're turning at night. You're running in and out and down the street. You're going to the casino. You're going to the club. You can't be still. You don't have no peace. You don't have no peace. But you can find this peace in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Jesus had made peace between us Jews and you Gentiles by making us all one family. Not some, but all. We're all one family, saints of God. So let's act like it. We're all one family. One family. One family. Not some, but all. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus, all for one and one for all for one and one for all. Thank you tonight, Jesus, saints of God, saints of God. Let us be at peace with each other, please. Let us be at peace with each other. And maintain unity among ourselves, hey Lord, and walk in love. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the God kind of love, the agape love, the love between God and man, not the eros love between a man and a woman. So thank you tonight, Jesus. We are to live in such a way, yes, Lord, that we bring glory to God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I say we are to live in such a way that we bring glory to God and not ourselves. Some of us want glory. Some of us want a glory. Some of us want people to look at us and say, look what I did, and I did this, and I'm over this, and I'm over that in the church. No. You want the glory, but God gets the glory. All glory goes to God. I know a young lady in a church, and she always say, I did this, and I got to go here and do this at my church, and I this and I that. I said, oh, please. Oh, please. Shut up, hush. So you're not doing nothing, it's God. That's why it says we got to live. We are to live in such a way that we bring glory to God. I want to bring glory to God, saints of God. I want to bring glory to God and not myself. Jesus. All for one. Hey, Lord Jesus. All for one. And what's all? We are the church, saints of God. We are the church. One body. And Christ is the head. And this building where we physically are is not the church. It's a prayer house. It's a church house. It's a sanctuary. It's a prayer house. We the church. We go to the building to fellowship, hear the word, hear some good singing, and Dismiss and go home. Yes, Lord. This is where we meet to worship and fellowship. And you keep saying we're in a lockdown, we can't go to the church. God, you have church in our home. Church in the home. A young man said the other day, he want to know why the church is locked down and we can't go to the church. When the church was open, you wasn't going. When the church was open, you wasn't going. So that's why Jesus said to him, this is what Jesus said. He said, I'll open up a church in your house. I'll open up a church in your house. Yes, Lord. Look at Acts, Church of God. Look at Acts in your Bible, the 16th chapter, verses 25. It tells us about two men. Two men. One named Paul and the other named Silas. They were put in jail because they cast out a demon out of a slave girl. Y'all remember that story. They were put in jail called an injured dungeon. The injured dungeon was underneath the jail, and that's where they were, at a place that was muck and mire, dark and dreary and nasty and stinky. That's where they were. And all of a sudden, the Bible said they came together. Paul and Silas came together and prayed and sang hymns and praises unto God. Because what they was going through, they didn't stop. They didn't never stop to say, hey, look what we in. We in a nasty place. We in this place. We on the dungeon. We in here. They started singing and praying and giving him and to God. That's the power of unity. Saints of God, when we come together, when we come together, pray, sing, and give praise unto God, doors will open for you. And y'all see it there, Lord Jesus. The power of unity, that's the power of unity. When Paul and Silas came together and prayed and prayed, and they sung him, and they gave praises unto God. And those, oh, my God, that's what we got to do, say to God. We must pray, sing, and give praises unto God. Those will be open. Healing will take place. Sickness and disease will fall off. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. We are all called to promote truth. Say some God. Hey, Lord. We are called to promote truth and unity according to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 25, says, therefore, each of us must put on falsehood. Falsehood means stop your lying. Speak truth to your neighbor. For we all members of one what? One body. Hey, let's be for real, Saint. Let's be for real. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Stop wanting to be in the limelight, the forefront. Just stop playing church. Stop. Stop it. Stop playing church and be for real. Be the real church. Stop thinking. Oh, my God. Hey, Jesus. Let's look at Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 15 through 16. The Living Bible translation read it this way. It said, instead, we will lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Are y'all see you there? And so become more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Oh my God. Under his direction, the whole body is fit together perfectly. And each part in its own special way helps the other part to so that their whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All for one and one for all. All for one and one for all. All for one.
And one for all.
And one for all, Lord Jesus. All for one. And one for all. Oh, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Help me,
hallelujah.
help me.
Preach Jesus, evangelist. Preach
Jesus.
Jesus, help me, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Jesus, Lord. Father.
Praise God, evangelist. He took you to the book of Ephesians.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, the
book of Ephesians. And one for
yes.
all.
Yes. One for all.
Unity.
That's what you call
praise
unity.
God.
We got to come together and be unified. We should be a unified
yes.
body of Christ. Unified.
One body.
I hope
one
everybody
body.
Hear me tonight.
Yes,
unified.
Sir.
Unified.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
In our sanctity, O God, our sanctity, our
yes, Lord. Praise God,
evangelist.
Yes, Lord. Your
oh,
word
my God.
Did this word, his word didn't fall on deaf ears.
Oh, my Jesus.
It did.
Jesus.
Once for all and all for one, we praise.
Jesus.
Praise
oh.
him, evangelist. You said it, man. It we all.
Oh, my Lord,
God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
I feel the Holy Ghost on the motion of the other.
Yes, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for using her tonight.
Look at Acts 20.
Using her, Lord. Hallelujah.
Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, I know full well. Come on, Paul, tell him. I know full well. That after I leave you, false teachers like Bishop Woods, wolves in the church, snakes in the
yes,
church.
Lord. Praise God.
I
said
wolves in the church, snakes in the church, will appear among you, not stand the fly. But they cannot
yes,
penetrate
Lord.
And destroy when the church stands together in unity. Hear me tonight.
Yes, Lord.
When the church stands
yes,
together
Lord.
In unity. Ephesians 6, chapter 11 tells us to wear God's armor. Are y'all wearing God's armor tonight? I have on mine.
Yes, Lord.
Ephesians 6 and 11 tells us to wear God's armor, oh Lord, so that you will be able
praise
to stand,
God.
Oh Lord. Stand safe. Stand against all the strategy and tricks of the devil. Come on, somebody. When we have done all, we can. The Apostle Paul says, stand. Hear me tonight, saints of God, under the sound of my voice. I speak to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. When we have done all we can, the Apostle Paul says, stand. Stand.
Yes,
stand. Stand. Do I'm going to stand somebody.
That's
I'm
fine.
Going to stand.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stand. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to stand. Oh,
yes,
God. For one.
Praise God, evangelist.
Oh, for
stand.
One.
Yes,
and one
God.
For all. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For
you thank you, Lord, for
one.
Using her tonight.
And one for all, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All for one and one for all.
Yes.
According to the book of Psalm 133, verse 1, David said, y'all remember David, this shepherd boy. David said, behold. That word, behold, means look. See how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yes,
unity.
Sir.
This
unity.
Is about unity
one
tonight.
For all. Yes, it is.
One for all
praise
and
God,
all for
evangelist.
One, all for one and one for all, Lord Jesus. The Lord command, bless and hear me tonight. I'm closing here. The Lord command blessings where there is unity. Y'all hear this? The Lord command blessings where there is unity. Blessing of peace. Hey, blessing of joy. Blessing of strength. Blessing of healing, prosperity, and power. Thank you tonight, Jesus. All for one. And one for all. All for one. And one for all, Lord Jesus. And Lord, thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Won't somebody tell him thank you? Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank Hallelujah. Thank you.
Close out this sermon. All for one and one for all. You need to deny. You need to call someone. If you know you got an ought against somebody, or you know you don't have the love that you say you have, and you know you need unity, you need to come together, you need to make a phone call when you get off these lines tonight. You need to call. Apologize. Repent. I'm sorry. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, tell him forgive. Let it go.
Thank you, God.
Let it go.
Yes.
And let God forgive.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let it
Hallelujah.
Go. Let God. Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you.
Yes.
Praise Him, Evangelist. My
yes, Lord. I praise
word.
Him. Oh,
awesome
I want you to know I lift my hands right now.
Yes,
I want somebody
Lord.
To just lift their hand. Lift your hand. I can't
yes.
see you.
Yes.
But I see you in
Some
the spirit.
Some of us are
everyone.
Overdue
I'm
for a lifting
lift your
hand.
Hand.
Praise
him.
Lift
yes,
your
sir. Hand. Yes. Lift your hand.
Thank you,
Jesus. And double double O.T. Lift your hand. And
Hallelujah.
Tell God to praise him. Go ahead
on,
lift your
yes,
hand,
Lord.
Somebody.
Yes, they're
lifted. Praise God. Hand, lift it
to
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you,
my God.
Jesus. Oh, I praise
awesome.
Him, y'all. I praise him.
God
I praise him with everything within me. I praise him with
God
everything
is glorified.
In my body.
Yes,
I glorify
yes.
his name. I glorify yes. his name. I lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you so much, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Jesus. Come on,
Thank come on everybody. I feel to be loving Jesus right now. Come on, celebrate
yes.
it. Everybody come in to a corporate celebration of Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
you didn't have to do it, but you did. Thank you, Lord. You brought me such
Thank
a right
you,
long way. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've
been
Thank
so
you, God.
Good.
Any thankful spirits out there tonight? Come on, dial one and get in the conversation. Prophetess Lori is live right now. Anybody else, dial one, get in this thing. But be thankful for a moment. Just think of what he's done for you.
Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm so thankful.
Thank you,
For what you've done.
Yes.
Praise it.
Mm-hmm. You've been
praise
so good.
Him. Praise him.
You've
been
so good.
I just want
to
so
tell everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Him.
I just got to.
We just want to praise
everyone.
You.
Praise him. How good you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Indeed,
oh,
we praise you. Early in the morning, we praise you.
Yes.
Come on,
praise you. Middle of the night, we praise you.
Around noontime, we praise you.
From east to west,
we
praise
you.
We praise you. Glorify your name,
it's
Lord.
A
lift him up. Lift him up. Let everybody lift it up. You'll go all
Hallelujah.
Him. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Glory be to God Almighty.
We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
I'm going to need some worship to come on in and say, I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you. We love you.
Yes,
praise
we
you.
Love you, Jesus.
How many know that is worthy?
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus.
Holy
I love you.
He's long-suffering.
We love you, Evangelist Valentine. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank
you for blessing us tonight with this awesome word.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
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 Praise God.
Oh, yes. It's on the line.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Bless.
Can you feel me?
Oh, Pastor. Love you, brother.
Think
of
you.
We love you.
Love you,
girl.
Oh, boy.
We're on this line.
I love you, sis.
We feel him.
Oh, we love you all. We love you all.
Great word. Great word. Great word. Great word.
We praise God.
What a word.
God bringing this word tonight.
Yes.
Great word.
Yes.
Okay, everybody kind of hold on for a second. We have a new caller that just dialed one. Area code 346, last four, 1312. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with Evangelist Virginia.
Yes.
Area code 346, last four, 1312. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Rochelle, and I'm calling from Cypress, Texas. And I just want to tell my cousin she's on fire tonight. She's on fire tonight. She's so filled with the Holy Ghost. She moved my heart tonight with that ministry and with that word.
Yes.
She moved my heart tonight. She was just filled with fire. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for that word tonight. It encouraged me. It hoped me. That's all I just call it.
Praise God.
Thank
well,
you.
Bless you. Because it moved me too.
Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hey,
Lord.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us tonight. And the fire is lit. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. Yo, y'all keep on praising now. We already introduced our guest. She came in. Come on, somebody say thank you.
Thank you,
somebody
Jesus.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
I like to sing it. Thank you, Lord. You're being
oh, yes.
so
thank
good.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You're being
Hallelujah.
So good.
Come on,
I
let me Mr. Terry say it for me.
You, Lord. This is my, yes. I sing in the shower. They say make a joyful noise to the Lord. I don't have no recording, but I can make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Come on now.
Girl.
That's all that matters. If he is, if he's pleased.
Him.
Thank
you, Lord.
You
so Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Do it again, worshipers. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He just wants to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You've been my friend.
Hallelujah,
when there was
my friend.
You've been my friend. They all turned their backs on me. You've been my friend. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Virginia, know this part.
Hallelujah.
You made a way when there was no way.
Yes, Lord.
You made
a way.
I just want to thank
you,
Lord.
Thank Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let the Holy Ghost flow tonight. Bless you all tonight. Have joined us.
Yes, God.
We got about
bless you.
4 minutes before we close out. If you have a prayer request, that one person out there that heard a word from the evangelist
yes,
tonight,
you.
And you want to know more, dial one. You're why we're here. That you can connect. That you can elevate, and that you can become part of a family that will love you, be accountable with you, but also push you to another level. Dial one right now. Let us speak with you. And we have a green room that you can talk personally if you would like to.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well,
that's been great. The woman of God has delivered. We have celebrated and worshiped God. Go ahead, woman of God. Pray us out of here.
Yes, sir.
Pastor E.
Oh, grace.
You know, I prayed for her before her broadcast. Prophetess Lori, you still on the line?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes,
Lord,
I am.
Would you cover our sister in prayer tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord. Well, first of all, that was an awesome word, woman of God. God bless you. Awesome.
God bless you.
The fire of the Holy Ghost is moving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes. Praise the Lord for
thank
your
you, God.
Glory.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Oh, you welcome.
Thank you, Prophet
Glory. God bless you. I'm glad Minister Kelly woke me up.
Yes.
Because I was gone. I was tired. I was sleepy. She woke me up. I told her to wake me up to make sure that I get on.
You wake me up in the morning, I'm going to wake you up at night. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, same God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for our dear sister, oh God. We bless God, and we ask that you, Lord God, that you cover her with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, as she is poured out, Father. Pour back into her, Father God, what she has extended, Lord God, in a mighty way, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you that we will not only be hearers of your word, but be you doers also of your word, Father. We ask that you bless each and every one, Lord God, that came on, Lord God, to support. And, Father, as we partaken of your word, oh God, that you which you have given unto her to give unto us, oh God, we receive it wholeheartedly, oh God, and we walk therein of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Pastor E, oh God. Bless, Lord God, the works of his hands, the fruit of his labor, God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, as we go forth in ministry, God, to do your will, Father. In Jesus' name, we honor you and we glorify you, oh God. Oh God, let your servant, Lord God, have a good sleep, oh God. We thank you, Father, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Keep her on fire, Lord God. That she may, Lord God, preach the gospel, Lord God, to each and every one that is lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
That's
enough right there. It's sealed. You guys be blessed tonight.
Yes.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Join us Wednesday morning for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. And if you're a part of this network and you have other broadcasts going on, please send me a schedule of what you're doing. We'll also share that in our opening and closing remarks here on the network.
Sir.
We love you guys. God bless you.
Love you all.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
Jesus, you can know Jesus.